This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As it'll be the Gillespie Miners, decked out in their black uniforms, they'll be heading from our right to our left, or to the north basket. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers, decked out in their white uniforms, they will be going from left to right, or to the south basket. Tip is going to be controlled by the Gillespie Miners as they'll bring it down. It'll be Frankie Barrett on the point guard. Tries to get the ball over on the wing. Nick Andre deflects it out of bounds. So the Miners will reset. Dominic Taylor was going to take the ball out, but instead it'll be Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna is going to go inside to Blake Zinner. Zinner's going to give it back out top to Cravagna. His shot is no good. Coming up with it is Dominic Taylor off the glass on the left side. Taylor has the first 2 points of the game. The Miners have the early lead. Back the other way, it's Keaton Pruitt on the dribble. He'll pick it up at the head of the key and give off to Jace Teakin. Teakin will come up to the top of the key, swing it over on the side, as he'll give it back to Pruitt. Pruitt goes back far side, getting off to Jace Teakin. They're passing the ball around the perimeter, looking for cutters inside. Nothing going on there. Now Teakin's going to drive and give off to Gregg, and Gregg puts it off the glass gently. The big man, Jordan Gregg, takes it off the glass softly for an easy two. We're tied at 2, 1 minute into this one. Cravagna on the dribble to Taylor. Taylor at the elbow, going to stop and pop. Off the glass, will not go. On the rebound, however, is Blake Zinner. His putback is good, and the Miners have a 4-2 lead. Back the other way, it's Teakin driving, and then he'll kick it back up top. Over on the far side, it'll go to Carroll. Carroll drops in and then dishes off to Andre. Andre pulls back from the free throw line, resets the offense. Now on a dribble drive, it's Carroll to the hole, will not go. Miners come away with the rebound and a 4-2 lead. Taylor will set things up as he'll have Zinner at the high post. Swings over on the wing to Barrett. Barrett up top to Cravagna. Cravagna looks back to Taylor, sits over on the left side. Now the big boy, Zinner, is going to stop and pop from 12 on the left side. Left open there from about 12 feet. Blake Zinner says, I can fire that short jumper. He has 4, and it's 6-2 Gillespie. Inside to Gregg, who gets a double team as he brings the ball down. Now he'll kick the ball back up top. On the shot, comes up short, but there is the big man, Jordan Gregg, for the rebound. And Gregg gets the shot to go in, and he'll draw the foul on Blake Zinner. So Jordan Gregg has all 4 points for the Toppers thus far. He'll attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He eyes it, he tries it, he buys it. Hit the front iron, rattled around, finally went down. Gregg has 5, but the Miners have 6. 2 minutes into this one, they have a 1-point lead. Cravagna between the circles, tries his late lead lob pass to Taylor. It's deflected out of bounds by Teakin. It'll be the Miners' ball, free throw line extended, over in front of the stage. They'll get the ball into Cravagna. Cravagna back to Barrett. Barrett to Taylor at the elbow. Taylor dishes it back off to Cravagna. He'll spin into the lane, has a shot blocked by Gregg. Gregg fights for and gets the rebound. Back the other way will go HHS as they trail by 1. Pruitt on the dribble. Now he'll back out and reset. Gregg will go take a spot at the low post. Over on the other side, Carroll comes up, flashes, sets a screen. Andre going to dribble drive to the free throw line. He'll pick it up, dish it off. He'll go inside to Gregg. He'll spin, can't find the shot, so he'll dish it out to Andre for 3. Too long, too strong. Taylor comes up with the rebound. Miners back the other way, 5:10 to go, first quarter. They lead by 1. Taylor on the dribble, being closely guarded by Teakin. He'll give it up to Cravagna. Cravagna looks over to coach to see what the play is. The play is to let Taylor take a 3. It comes up short, deflected, going to be last touch by the Toppers.
Got a final from the middle school gym and girls pool play. Staunton beats Gillespie 46-38. So the Bulldogs are 2-0 in pool play, and they are into the championship game with a win over Greenfield Northwestern tomorrow night.
Any other scores there you might want to give us while we have a timeout?
Carlinville beat Litchfield 53-21. So the Cavaliers, they will play South County, who is also 2-0 in pool play after their 36-21 victory. So pool play, but a de facto semifinal tomorrow when Carlinville will take on South County. That will be a 4:30 game here in the high school gym. And in the other girls game today, Greenfield Northwestern beat Nokomis 43-29.
I know we have several teams in this tournament, but thus far, have you seen anything that comes close to the host school?
Not on the girls' side, no. Yeah. I mean, they've just had a fantastic year. Their only loss, a one-point loss to Hillsborough, and that's, again, they were leading with 40 seconds to go.
And, of course, that's a team that just watching them play defense, not just the offense, but their defense is just amazing. Going to be a blocking foul as we return to live action. It'll go against the Toppers, Nick Andre. Andre will pick up his first as he was trying to get position, but not quite there in time. So he'll pick up foul number one. That's the first foul against the Toppers. They'll inbound and get the ball into Cravagna. Cravagna loses it for the turnover. First one against the Miners. And the Toppers will come back, still trailing by one. 4:40 to go. Losing the ball, but regaining control of it was Keaton Pruitt. He'll swing it back up top to Andre. Andre dishes off to Tekin between the circles. They'll go to Greg, who's popped out over on the left side. Now they'll reverse it back to the other side. Jace Tekin. Free throw line extended, right side. Reverse it back around. Now it's going to be a baseline drive. Nice reverse layup. Will not fall for Nick Andre. Coming away with the rebound is the Gillespie Miners. New kid on the block, Alex Ottersberg. First time we call his name as he picked up a nice rebound. Now they'll go the other way. The shot's no good. Greg comes up with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Pruitt. Keaton will bring it down on the drive. He'll go into the lane and kick it back up top to Andre. Andre will swing around to Greg, who's playing out on the perimeter. He's still out there behind the three-point line. He'll dish it off to Nick Andre. Andre almost had his pocket picked. Coming in there was Ottersberg. Now it's stop and pop and off the glass, and it's good for Nick Andre. So Andre made the defense pay as they tried to get the steal. When he got the free room to the basket, he took it into the hole and got his first two. 7-6, Toppers with their first lead of the game. Back the other way, it's Barrett. Barrett gives off to Taylor. Taylor's going to stop. No, he won't pop. Instead, he'll go inside to Zinner, the big guy, off the glass. Will not go. Taylor got the rebound, had it stripped. Going to be a foul called, and there'll be two free throws coming for Dominic Taylor, as this foul is going to go against Landon Carroll, reaching in. For Landon, it'll be his first. Topper second. Dominic Taylor, the 6'1 senior, to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll take one dribble, eye it. Try it. Whoa, can't buy it. That one spun all the way around and finally kicked out. Billy Gill replaces Blake Zinner in the lineup. Greg's going to have a seat for the Toppers as well as Landon Carroll. And we'll have Jude Bertolino coming into the ball game. Second free throw is up and good for Taylor. So he gets one out of two, gives him 3 points, ties this one up at seven. Back the other way, reverse layup is good by Nick Andre. Nice baseline move as he went under the bucket, came up from behind, used that backboard for his fourth point of the game. 9-7, Toppers with a two-point lead, Gillespie with the ball. It's Barrett on the dribble. He wants to go baseline. He's going to go up and under. He'll have the shot blocked, but there's Billy Gill for the rebound. His shot won't go. Now coming up with the rebound is Gavin Matush, just into the ball game. Back the other way, it's Pruitt bringing up quickly, shooting from the free throw line, rattles around, won't go down. There's Andre on the rebound. No, this one rolls off. Taylor comes up with the rebound, and the Miners trailing by two with 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. They'll take it to the north end of the floor. It's Taylor giving off to Barrett, or Cravagna, excuse me. Cravagna's going to dribble drive into the lane, and then he'll kick it over on the wing to Taylor. Taylor stops at the elbow and dishes it off to Barrett. Barrett wanted to drive down the side of the lane, then he tries to reverse and go into the lane, but he's stopped there by Andre. He'll back it out, get a double screen, one on each side, and Gillespie says, I think things aren't going the way we like. Let's take a timeout. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. It is Hillsborough 9, Gillespie 7, back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Miners will inbound. They'll get it in to Taylor. He'll give it off to Cravagna. Cravagna will dribble up between the circles, now back out and get a double screen. One to the left, one to the right. He'll head to the right and then dish it off to Taylor. Taylor's being guarded out there by Bertolino. Inside it'll go to Cravagna. His shot is partially blocked. Coming away with the rebound is Bertolino. Back the other way they'll go. Out of bounds the ball goes. It's kicked last touch by the Miners. Greg gets ready to come back in. Jordan will come into the lineup. Getting a well-deserved break will be Nick Andre. 1:45 to go here in the first quarter. Hillsborough with a 9-7 lead. They'll inbound the ball and get it in to Jace Tekin. Tekin going to go down in the corners. He'll dish it down there to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt to Greg, and he's being pushed on and ends up having the ball go off his legs on a low dribble, turnover number one on HHS. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Barrett with the ball, gives it off up top to Alex Ottersberger, who dishes it out to Taylor. Taylor going to try to drive to the left side. Now he'll pick up his dribble and have the pass intercepted and stolen away by the Toppers as Tekin has his shot stripped down at the far end, and it'll come back in the black and orange of the Gillespie Miners, and it was Barrett who was going too sweet to the basket. Problem was Jordan Gregg stood in the way, and he held his ground, and when you run into Jordan Gregg, you run into something there. Frankie Barrett would pick up his first foul and probably one solid headache. Turnover number two on GHS. And the Toppers will bring the ball down, get it over on the wing to Pruitt. They'll reverse it around to the other side to Tekin. Now they'll go back left to the right to the left. And it's Carroll with the ball. Up top to Tekin. Over on the far side, it'll go to Carroll. Now the ball is going to be intercepted by Taylor. He blows the bunny at the other end. So turnover two for the Toppers was not costly. Back the other way to Gregg. His little short jumper rattles around and goes down. Don't look now, but Jordan Gregg's putting together a nice first quarter. He has seven of the Toppers' 11 points. 11-7, Hillsboro with a four-point lead. Barrett out there being guarded by Tekin. Gets the ball off to Carvania. Carvania looking for a screen from Taylor with 15 seconds to go. He'll work down the right side and then kick it back out to Taylor for three. Nope, off the iron, will not go. Oh, what a fight for the rebound. Alex Ottersberger got the position, got the rebound, got the bucket, makes it a two-point game. Down quickly looking for a final shot. The Toppers go up, and it won't go. One quarter in the books. Hillsboro, 11. Gillespie, 9. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Well, the first quarter for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers has been pretty much a Jordan Gregg show, as he has 7 of their 11 points. Toppers lead 11-9 as we get ready for second quarter action. Hillsboro will get the ball first. They'll inbound over at midcourt in front of the stage. Once again, a very fine crowd been here pretty much throughout the entire day for the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. That'll be Keaton Pruitt seeing over on the wing to Landon Carroll. Carroll off to Gavin Matush at the high post. Back it goes, and up is Landon Carroll as he drove baseline left side, put the ball up off the glass and in his first 2 points of the game. Carroll, averaging about 10 points a game, has two, and the Toppers have a four-point lead. Carvania with the ball. Over on the right wing, he has the ball stripped as he was going to go up for a jumper at the free throw line. Back the other way, shot will not go for Jordan Gregg. The foul going to be called on the Miners. And this one's going to go against Dominic Taylor. Taylor's going to pick up his first, and Jordan Gregg, 7 points already to his credit. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The big 6'4 senior eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. They rattle off the left side and kicked out. Zinner returns to the Miner lineup, replacing Ottersberg, as Gregg gets ready for free throw number two. The lead is 4. Make it 5 as he makes the free throw. Gregg is 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. He has 8 points on the evening, 14-9. It's a 5-point lead for the Toppers. Carvania with the ball, kicks it up top to Taylor. Taylor picks up his dribble and gives it back to Carvania over on the left side. Anthony will dribble back up between the circles and reset a 1-4 low offense. To Taylor it goes. He uses his left hand to create a little space. Dribbles with his right. Gives off to Barrett. Barrett goes running into the lane. He ran into Gregg, and that would not have been a foul. But instead, reaching in, Nick Andre is going to pick up his second. An unnecessary foul is going to send Barrett to the free throw line to shoot two. And I think it's probably going to send Andre to the bench after the first free throw. We shall see. Free throws up, but no good. And yes, that's true. Jace Tekin will replace Nick Andre in the Hillsboro Hilltopper lineup. Free throw number two coming for Frankie Barrett, the 6'1 junior. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. It rattles off and will not go. Gavin Matush comes up with a rebound. He kicks it out on the wing to Carroll and then heads down the floor quickly to a low post position. They'll set up 1-4 with double low post over on each block. Back up top, it'll come to Pruitt. They'll reverse back around to Tekin. Tekin back up top to Carroll. Carroll looks inside for Gregg. He faces a double team, spins away. Oh, a nice floater for Jordan Gregg as he simply went away from the defense. Says, I got this finesse move. Watch it. 3 in the quarter, 10 in the game for the big guy, Jordan Gregg. Now a steal. Well, almost a steal. Yes, he did. Nope. He stepped on the line, heading on down. Landon Carroll almost had control of the ball, but as he tried to tiptoe down the sideline, he touched the line. So the Miners will maintain possession at the 6:22 mark of quarter number two. Toppers leading 16-9. It'll come in to Karania. Anthony will dribble it across midcourt. He'll get a double screen up there at the head of the key. Now rolling to the basket is Billy Gill. Up top is Zinner. Zinner gets the pass. Oh, a nice pass underneath to Taylor, but he was too far under. Back to Zinner. Oh, step through. Whoop, got one move too many steps in there. He had the right idea, but got the feet tangled up just a wee bit. And so that'll be turnover number 4 on GHS. And with 6:03 to go till halftime, Hillsborough, with a 7-point lead, will bring the ball down the floor, going from left to right or to the south end of the gymnasium here. Away from the ball is going to be a pushing foul. They're going to call it on Black 42, and that will be Billy Gill. Billy Gill was just trying to be a little bit aggressive on defense, perhaps a little too aggressive, his first, team's fourth. Inbounds pass comes into Gregg, then back it goes in the corner to Carroll for 3. Nope, will not go. Coming up with a rebound, a long rebound, is Frankie Barrett. He'll set things up, and let's get the offense rolling, he says. Screen on each side from the two big guys. He'll give the ball off to Billy Gill. Gill back over to Barrett over on the right side. Barrett at the head of the key for 3. Nope. A little long, a little strong. And Blake Zinner was coming in, and he could not put the brakes on in time. He was trying to run over Jordan Gregg. That's not an easy task. Zinner's going to pick up his second foul. That will be team foul number 5 on GHS. And the Toppers will inbound. Jude Bertolino's in the lineup as Gavin Matush is going to have a seat. Inbounds pass comes into Jace Teakin. Teakin will walk it down the floor, give it over on the wing to Carroll. Carroll almost has the pass stolen, intended for Gregg. Now this one goes inside, and Taylor does come up with the INT. Turnover number 3 on Hillsborough. 5:10 to go till halftime, still 16-9, Toppers by 7. Taylor with the ball, kicks it over on the wing to Mason Campbell, just into the game for GHS. Now back to the left side, it comes to Taylor. He'll dribble into the lane and then kick it back out top to Campbell. Campbell with a bounce pass across to Taylor over on the right side. Taylor gets a screen over there from Ottersburg. Now he's trapped out in the corner as Bertolino putting on some good defense. Gregg partially blocks a shot, fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called on the rebound, and I believe it will be the big guy, Jordan Gregg, got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be his first. It'll be the team's fourth, I believe, yes. So Gillespie will inbounds, and as they do, Landon Carroll comes in, takes the ball away, goes coast to coast, shot blocked and out of bounds. But what a play by Landon Carroll. He simply pilfered the pill. That's all there was to it. His shot at the other end is blocked out of bounds, however. So the Toppers, with 4:37 to go till half, owning a 16-9 lead, they will inbound under their own basket. Looking inside, trying to get the ball in, it's going to be deflected and stolen. Too much traffic in there for the bounce pass in the low post. Turnover number 4 on HHS. Back the other way they'll go as Barrett's going to go up and under. His shot will not go, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Campbell up. His shot won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line, as I believe Bertolino is going to get called for the foul. We shall see as they bring it over. Yes, it'll go on 4-2, the 5'11 sophomore. Jude Bertolino picks up his first, team's fifth. Free throws up, and no good. As that was Mason Campbell on the free throw line. He will get another one. He'll spin that ball in his hands. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Nope, he can't buy it. So he's 0 for 2. The Miners are 0 for 4 from the free throw line here in the second quarter and 1 for 6 for the game. Keep that in mind as they trail by 7 and they've missed 6 free throws already. 5 free throws, excuse me. Got to use my fingers and my toes. Inside shot, Bertolino tries a little semi-hook with the left hand. It won't go back the other way. It's Carvagna. He runs in to Greg, and now fighting for the rebound. Foul going to be called against Bertolino. Getting a little aggressive inside there, and I think Mr. Bertolino is going to have a seat. He's going to pick up his second foul. In another sport, he might have gotten 2 points for the takedown. Not in basketball. It'll be Alex Ottersberg to the free throw line, missing the first free throw. This has become contagious for the Toppers. Or for the Miners, excuse me. Bertolino will have a seat as Matush back into the ballgame. Free throw up, and it's no good. Once again, fighting for the rebound. It goes off of a white foot. It'll be Gillespie ball. 3:51 to go till halftime. Hillsboro 16, Gillespie 9, in a game that has kind of digressed here lately. Referee says, I'll go over and talk. Casey Shoulders has a few questions about what was going on with that last foul. Perhaps was it intentional or was it overly aggressive? But in any event, timeout on the floor, 3:51 to go to halftime. Hillsboro 16, Gillespie 9, back after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, sitting up here on the top row. Some would say that the action got a little bit chippy lately, but I would say the boys just got a little bit overly aggressive. Timeout, a very wise call to get everything under control. The Miners are inbound as they'll get it to Taylor up top. He picks up his dribble at the head of the key and gives it off to Barrett. Frankie looks for a cutter coming through. Nobody there, so he'll dribble over to the left side. Now swinging out top was Carvagna. It's not there for him, so Taylor's going to get it at the elbow. He'll stop, he'll pop, he can't get it to drop. Coming away with the rebound is Keaton Prutt. Prutt will bring it across midcourt and give it off to Tekin. Tekin's going to drive baseline and lose control of it. Turnover number 5 on HHS. So each team with 5 turnovers here in the first half, a rather low scoring first half. Very low scoring second quarter for the Gillespie Miners. They had 9 at the end of the first quarter. Guess what? They still have 9 points over halfway through quarter number 2. No field goals, 0 for 6 from the free throw line. Shot is partially blocked. Prutt going the other way, and coming up from behind was Barrett. And Frankie bowled him over, as they would say, and he'll pick up his second foul. Foul number 2 on Barrett. 16 fouls against Gillespie. Oh. I think they were going to say 1-1, but I only have 6 fouls. And that's, guess what, folks? I was right. There's only 16 fouls. So Hillsboro inbound under their own basket with 3:09 to go. They'll get it in out front to Tekin. Tekin back to Greg. Greg's going to stop and pop from 15 off the glass. A little long, a little strong, fighting for the rebound. Nice hustle by Gavin Matush. He'll give it off to Tekin. His shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. He gets that ball to crawl right over the rim. Jace Tekin with the finger roll, barely rolled in. Remember that one putt that you never thought would go in, and finally at the last second it went in? That's what that shot looked like. Now the entry pass, trying to go down to the low post to Ottersberg, is a little too high. He can't catch up with it. Turnover number 6 as the ball goes out of bounds. And Tekin's going to get a rest now as Andre's going to come back into the ballgame. Inbounds pass comes in to Prutt. Prutt brings the ball down on the dribble. He'll go over on the wing to Andre. Andre's going to drive to the free throw line. He'll stop. He'll pop. It's no good. Rolled off the front, rolled off the back, and then come off the front again. Fighting for the rebound. Matush touched it last as it went out of bounds, and it'll be Gillespie ball. That will give the Toppers an opportunity to get Landon Carroll back into the ball game, as well as Jace Tekin. Andre's going to have a seat, and Brock Belliver is going to have a seat as well. So Brock Belliver, who has seen some time in the lineup, will have a seat now for HHS. They'll go back to what was basically their starting lineup. Carvagna kicks it out on the corner to Campbell. His shot rattles around. It's a long two. Mason Campbell missed a couple of free throws, made that basket at the 2-minute mark. It's 18-11. Hillsboro with a 7-point lead and the ball. Carroll with the ball, going to try the lead lob to Greg, and Greg falls as he goes under the basket. Player tries to help him up, but they're heading the other way quickly as Barrett is going to go coast to coast. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be last touched. I think we're going to have a conference here whether that ball touched the line before, and now the officials confer and say, nope, I pointed in the wrong direction. It will be Hillsboro ball. There was a situation where the official was actually so close to the play that I don't think he could see underneath his feet there exactly what was happening. Okay, we have a warning to the black coach. Evidently, whatever Coach Schultes did, he drew the ire of the official. You know me, I never argue with the officials. So they're telling Casey, play nice. He said, I'm just pulling for my team as best I can. And so we'll return with 100 seconds to go in the first half. Trying to make a bounce pass, he picked the ball up while taking a step. And Tekin is going to be guilty of turnover number 6 as he was trying to nonchalantly pass that one in. Andre's going to have a seat now as Carroll's going to come back out. Uh-oh, and we're going to have a problem here as the officials are going to have a meeting. One of the assistant coaches got his hands to the sky for the minors. Maybe that's Matt Bronner. And evidently whatever it was that was said was the magic words, because the official scorer says, hey, give me an idea exactly what's going on here. It would appear that the Gillespie bench is going to get a technical. I say that's what it would appear, okay? In any event, we do know that Keaton Prutt is to the free throw line where he makes the first free throw, and he'll get another. That makes it 19-11. Number 20 looking for number 20, and he gets it. 2 points in the game for Keaton Prutt, the 6-foot senior, makes it now 20-11, and now another technical call against the Gillespie bench, and with that, Casey Schultes is going to be removed from the game. He will have to exit, as no matter who the technical goes on over there, the head coach has to take responsibility for it. So now Casey's going to make an early exit, this coming with 1:37 to go here in the second quarter. And a 20-11 lead, Keaton Prutt to the free throw line to shoot a couple more. This one rattles around just like the other one, crawled out to the front of the rim and then laid there and died and fell in. 3 in a row for Prutt. He'll see if he can make it 4 in a row. He does. So 4 free throws with the clock stopped at 1:37. And Coach Schultes is no longer going to be on the sidelines. As another free throw up for Prutt. And there's going to be one more. I'm not exactly sure of the number of free throws here. But he finally missed one, so Keaton Prutt was 5 out of 6 and has turned what was a rather close game at 7 points into a 12-point lead, 23-21, and with 1:37 to go here in the first half, Hillsboro, enjoying that 12-point lead, will get the ball out of bounds as well. It'll come in to Tekin over on the far side. He'll give off to Prutt. Prutt's at the head of the key, and he'll go to the hole, and he'll make the bucket. So Keaton Prutt's had a pretty good last few seconds as he's picked up 7 points here in the last few seconds, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have opened up a 25-11 lead. Now it's going to be Barrett. His shot's blocked, and Greg comes away with a rebound. Foul going to be called on the Miners as Greg was looking for a release pass. Foul will go against Alex Ottersberg. That'll be his first. That's 7 team fouls, 9 counting the 2 technicals. So this will still be a 1-and-1 for Greg. And afterwards, from here on out, it'll be 2 shots for the Toppers the rest of the way. The official giving instructions to the combatants on the lane. Now he bounces the ball to Greg. Jordan's free throw, very smooth, very silky. Nothing but bottom of the net. A second free throw. This one kicks off back iron. Fighting for the rebound, the toppers, Gavin Matush, got position, got the rebound, and the foul is going to be called against the Miners. It'll go against Alex Ottersberg. That will be his second. And to the free throw line will go Gavin Matouche. Matouche free throws up, and it's good. So the Toppers have made a living from the free throw line here in the second quarter as Matouche makes the first one. He'll get a second one with 1:03 to go until halftime. Second free throw off the back iron. They'll fight for the rebound, and the Toppers come away with it again. The Miners simply can't get the ball and get to the end of the floor. Coming up with a rebound again, Matouche, they're fighting for it. It's loose on the floor. He's got three, four Miners all the way around him. And finally, he's going to get called for a three-second violation. And so the Miners will finally get the ball back with 50 seconds to go, 27-11. The Toppers lead by 16. And Miners, who, as we said, have not scored but 2 points here in the second quarter, have seen a two-point game turn into a 16-point deficit. Over in the corner, three-point shot's up, and it's good as he gets bottom of the net. And that bucket goes to Cameron Hailstone. He picks up the big three, and Gillespie needed that in the worst way here in the final 30 seconds of the half. It draws them to within 13, 27-14. On the dribble drive, it's Bernalino going across one way, and he'll dish it off to Carroll. Carroll comes back around from right to left. Now they give it off to Tekin. Tekin between the circles. He'll give it off to Pruitt. As they just interchange, we go inside 10 seconds. Now we're down to five. Into the lane goes Pruitt. He'll spot up for a long three. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called with 1.1 seconds to go. And this one will go against the Toppers, and it'll go against Jace Tekin. So Tekin will pick up his first. That'll be the seventh team foul. So they'll walk the other way, as it will be Ottersberger shooting. Shooting the one and one. His free throw's up. It rattles around and finally falls down. Alex will get another one. He has 3 points on the game. Looking for number four with 1.1 seconds to go. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He'll buy the second one. Inbounds with one. A long shot to length the floor. Comes up short. We have come to halftime, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have a 27-16 lead over the Gillespie Miners. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Give me 2 minutes worth here. 2 minutes worth if we could. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. We're ready for third quarter action as the Toppers leading 27-16. We'll be on defense first. The Miners going to get the ball. They'll go quickly inside to Ottersberg. His shot will not fall. Tekin's going to come away with a rebound for HHS. He'll swing it over to Henry on the far side. Henry's going to try a dribble drive. He'll zigzag left, right, pump fake. Nope. A little bit, one fake too many as he shuffled those feet for turnover number eight. Whoa! Somebody said the wrong word there as the turnover is going to result in not only giving up the ball, but then a technical on Nick Andre. And Nick didn't hardly have time to get that out of his mouth before Coach Joe Vanzo had him out of the game.
Our buddy Lane, this is his type of game, Gary. Technicals abound.
Carvagna will shoot the two shots, and he'll miss the first. Anthony, one of the better scorers for the Miners, still looking for his first point of the night. See if he can find it here as he eyes the second one. He tries the second one. Nope, he can't buy it. So the Miners will get the ball. So that'll give us, what, three tees in this game? And who knows, we may have some more. Boys will be boys sometimes. And part of the game is discipline. And my dad used to tell me, if you utilize self-discipline, it makes my job a lot easier. I didn't make his job easier.
I don't believe that for a second.
I did not make his job easier. That's what I'm saying. My father, all he had to do was give me the look. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
The look would do the trick. Well, the Miners going to give the ball away as they'll toss it out of bounds. He zigged when he should have sagged, and the Toppers will get the ball back. They'll go inside to Bertolino. Now back outside for three. Bottom of the net for Landon Carroll, as Carroll will pick up the bucket, and that will give him the fifth point. Oh, they're going to call that a two? No, they'll call it a three. So it is 30-16. And the missed shot by the Miners, controlled on the rebound by the Toppers. Toppers then travel, trying to get the ball out on the pass. So it'll go down as a rebound for the Toppers, but then turnover number 9. Landon Carroll got credit for that last shot. They gave him a 3, which makes it 30-16. And now the inbound pass from the sideline caught it in the front court and then moved to the back court. I think both coaches would probably like at this time to take their teams back into the locker room and let's have a restart. It's been a very rugged start for the third quarter. 3-point shot at the head of the key by Bertolino, no good, but on the rebound is Teakin. He'll go off the glass on the left side. Jace Teakin gets his second bucket of the night. Give him 4 points. Give the Toppers a 32-16 lead as they've doubled up the Miners here in the early going of quarter number 3. Back the other way, it's Barrett going to kick it out to Taylor for 3. Bottom of the net. Dominic Taylor comes up with a 3. That's his 6th point of the game as he has a 3 and a 2 and a 1. We'll go inside. It's going to be a foul called against the Miners. And I think this will go against the big boy, Zinner. And it will. Zinner is going to pick up the foul, and he'll have a seat. And Billy Gill will replace him in the Gillespie lineup.
Gary, over at the Effingham Totopolis Tournament at T-Town, Pleasant Plains beats Chicago Brooks 44-41. Plains very strong this year.
Well, you know, the Chicago team, sometimes they're kind of like a box of chocolates.
Oh, that's true.
You never know what you're going to get. What did you say about Chicago bringing, or Collinsville bringing a Chicago team down?
That was 100-36 over at the Prairie Farms Holiday Classic, yes. That was against Chicago Hansberry.
Yeah, and I think,
and as you said, Gary, welcome to the tournament. Please come back next year.
We'll be invited back to play the host school
again. 100-36.
Oh, my. So anyway, we have tournaments galore, boys and girls, taking place here at the holiday season. Down inside, it's Cravagna who rolls this one off the edge of the rim over on the right side. That one kind of crawled up and in as Cravagna picks up his first points of the night. Back the other way, trying to duplicate. Shot's no good, but coming up the rebound is Carroll. Carroll comes up with the rebound, and he'll kick it out for the 3-point shot. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Teakin. Gavin Matush will replace Jude Bertolino in the Hillsboro lineup as the Miners will inbound and bring it down the floor. As it will be Anthony Cravagna kicking it over on the wing to Billy Gill. Billy Gill trying to direct traffic, looking to see if he can get a screen to come up top, and it will be Cravagna who'll kick it out in the corner to Ottersberg. Ottersberg up top to Taylor. Got a 3, try it? No, couldn't go. Greg comes up with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Teakin. Teakin will try to pass the ball inside. Looked like it went off a Miner's leg, but no stoppages in play. They'll let the ball roll back out to midcourt where the Toppers will pick up and reset. Facing a double team, Greg goes off the glass. What a shot. Facing a double team, that didn't deter Jordan Gregg, who put that one off of the glass with authority, and that makes it 34-21. Going back the other way is Cravagna. Cravagna gets a shot to drop, a little baseline jumper as he stops and pops from 6 feet over on the right side. 34-23, it's an 11-point lead for HHS. Greg holds the ball high and then kicks it off to Jace Teakin. Teakin over on the wing, it'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt will swing it back around to the opposite side to Teakin. They'll reverse the ball over here to the left side to Carroll. Carroll to Greg, led him to the basket as Jordan went to the hole. He gets hacked in the act. And it'll be 2 free throws coming, as this foul will go on Ottersberg, and on Alex, that'll be personal foul number 3. Greg to the free throw line. Now we'll have a stoppage. And I'm not sure what happened there, but evidently Greg is going to lose his first free throw on a violation. He'll get the second one. I'm not sure what the problem was there, but in any event, he'll toe the line once again. Well, maybe he put his toe on the line. I don't know. This one doesn't even get there. And Jordan says, sir, you ruined my concentration. In any event, as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three, Gillespie will have the ball. Hillsboro will have an 11-point lead. It's 34-23. It'll be Crivagna with a baseline jumper. It's good. A little fadeaway over on the right side. Anthony Crivagna, scoreless in the first half, has come up with 6 points here in the third quarter to draw the Miners back within nine. Now Greg's trying to drive baseline. He'll kick off to Andre. Andre's shot little offline. Coming up with a rebound is Mason Campbell. Back the other way goes Crivagna. He wants to force the issue and go to the hole. Problem is Greg was in the way, and he simply stripped the ball away from him. Back the other way go the toppers, as it'll be Andre who's re-entered the ball game, giving the ball off to Greg and then getting it back. 3:10 to go, third quarter, 34-25. Toppers with a 9-point lead and the ball. Carroll drives to the free throw line. Now he'll go down the lane. A little left-hand scoop shot, and it's good. Landon Carroll with a 3 and a 2 in the third quarter to go along with 2 in the first half, give him 7. Give the Toppers an 11-point lead. 2:50 and counting in the third quarter. Barrett on the dribble between the circles. Now he goes between the legs, has the ball almost stripped. Now he throws an errant pass for turnover number 9. Tekin going the other way, coast to coast. Oh, he gets rattled as he heads to the floor. When he gets up, he'll head to the free throw line. And this foul is going to go against Mason Campbell. Campbell will pick up his first. Tekin to the line to shoot 2. First one's up. It's too strong. Kicks off back iron. Comes out. Pruitt back into the lineup, replacing Greg. And it looks like Cameron Hailstone will enter the Gillespie lineup. He along with Billy Gill. Second free throw comes up short. Gill gets the rebound. Miners head south. 2:34 showing on the third quarter clock. 36-25. Toppers by 11. Over on the wing, it's Hailstone. Whoa! Running in to Zinner was Tekin. Tekin says, what was that? Did you get his license number? As they go to the basket, foul going to be called on the Toppers, and this will go against Landon Carroll. On Landon, that'll be personal foul number 2. It was a common foul, so Gillespie will inbound underneath their own basket. Hailstone gets the inbounds pass, fakes, and then tops for 3. Nope, will not go. Andre with a lead rebound, and he throws too short, and it's intercepted by Hailstone with some good heads-up defense. Cameron will bring the ball back up the floor and give it off to Crivagna. Crivagna is going to try to drive over on the right side. Now he'll kick back up top and utilize a screen from Zinner. Now a long 3 by Hailstone gets bottom of the net. That's his second tray of the night, and that one came close to the rafters, and you can't hardly do that here at Carlinville. But with that 3, the Miners have climbed back into this one. It's 36-28. They have drawn to within 8, and Coach Vanzo says, we need a timeout. 1:54 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro, 36, Gillespie, 28. Back after these two messages on WSMI. In the second quarter, the Miners had trouble from the free throw line, hitting only 2 of 8, and they fell behind. In the third quarter, Hillsboro has had trouble from the free throw line. They're 0 for 4, and they've allowed the Miners to climb back in this one. They now trail by only 8, 36-28. Toppers will get the ball as we resume action. Zinner and Greg having a little bit of fun down there at the low post, and the official tells them, play nice, boys. And I don't think it's going to happen. They're both going to play hard. Now it's going to be Greg losing the ball as he lost control of the ball, tried to regain it, and he's going to get caught on a reach-in, as that was one of those frustration fouls for Jordan Greg. His second, team's third, as Gillespie will inbound with 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It'll be Hailstone with the ball, kicking it over on the wing to Crivagna. Back up top to Hailstone. Now to Zinner. He wants to move on Greg. That's not easy to do. They'll turn and go to the basket. Will go Crivagna. And going to be a bit of a forearm, as this one's going to be called against Keaton Pruitt. And Pruitt's saying yes, and he was using a forearm on me too. And the official says, I'll watch it. Into Zinner it goes, and a body bump from Jordan Gregg, and Jordan's going to pick up his third foul, and that's not what Coach Vanzo wanted to see here at the 129 mark of quarter number three. And so the Miners will inbound. They'll get the ball into Barrett. His shot's up, and it's good. Frankie Barrett, with his first points of the night, makes it a 36-30 count. Trying to go inside. Going to be a foul called on Billy Gill. As he kind of gives a palms up, who me? As the big boys are getting a little bit physical inside. You can only get away with so much. Greg with a finesse shot from 15 feet on the side. It's no good. Hailstone comes away with a rebound for GHS. He'll dribble and give it off to Gill for three. Offline. Greg comes up with the rebound. Long lead pass to Pruitt. He'll fire it over on the wing, getting Gavin Matush to the basket. Gill gets there late, but he'll get there in time to cause the foul and keep him from hitting the easy two. For Billy Gill, that'll be personal foul number three. It comes with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. It's a 36-30 count as Jace Teakin, who's 0 for 2 from the free throw line, will shoot two here. First one's up, and it's good. He'll get another one. Taylor comes back into the ball game. Gill will have a seat. And Ottersburg will come back into the ball game as Zinner will have a seat. And Tekin says, everybody get set. I want to shoot my second free throw. And he drains it. Nothing but net for Jace Tekin. So give him 4 1/4, 6 in the game, 8-point lead for the Toppers. We head into the final minute of the third quarter. Cravagna on the dribble over to the right side, looking for Taylor cutting down the lane. He's not open, so he'll swing back up top and reset the offense. He's got Barrett over here on the right wing coming out wanting the ball. Can't get the ball to him now as he throws it. Ooh, almost threw it away, but Hailstone did a good job of saving it before it went out of bounds. Hailstone going to give it off on the wing to Taylor. Taylor going to go back up top as he'll give the ball off to Hailstone, and Hailstone's going to move those feet a little too quickly. Turnover number 10 on GHS. Both teams unofficially with 10 miscues here in the third through the third quarter. 30 seconds to go, 38-30. Toppers with the lead, Toppers with the ball. Pruitt almost turned that one over on a midcourt dribble. Instead, he'll maintain control. Brock Belliver in the ball game. They'll give the ball off, and shots up, rolls around, won't go down. Nick Andre felt like he got fouled from behind, but you didn't hear the whistle. I didn't hear the whistle. That means there must not have been a foul. Back the other way goes Cravagna. Off the glass and good on the left side as Cravagna picks up his 8th point of the quarter, makes this a 6-point game. After three quarters here at Carlinville High School, it is Hillsboro 38, Gillespie 32. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. A third quarter which favored the Gillespie Miners. It was 27-16. After two quarters, the Miners came up with 16 points in the third quarter to duplicate their entire first half. On the other hand, it was 11 points for the Toppers as they were 2 for 6 from the free throw line. And so inside they'll go to Greg to start things off, and Jordan Greg picks up his 15th point of the game, and the lead goes back to 8 points for the Toppers. Miners with the ball, heading from left to right. As it is Barrett, Frankie Barrett, going to go down the left side of the lane. He'll lose the handle on it. It's taken over by the Toppers. Turnover number 11, Andre to the glass, and good. Nick Andre forced the issue, took the hole, went up strong, got the shot to drop, and he'll draw the foul. This one will go against Dominic Taylor, who'll pick up his second. To the free throw line, Nick Andre, the 6'1 junior, to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. 3 1/4, 7 in the game for Andre. That's his first points since way back in the first quarter. It increases the Topper lead to 11. Taylor for 3, off the iron, no good. Andre comes away with the rebound. Toppers head back the other way. Gillespie hustles back to get their defense set up. Carroll with the ball over on the left right wing. Carroll going to go into the lane. Little left-hand scoop shot. No, will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Ottersburg. Back the other way quickly goes Hailstone. Hailstone's going to pull it out into the corner. Now he'll look inside to Barrett. Barrett loses the ball as he goes into the hole. Now a quick pass down to the other end. Up for the shot. Rolls off. Will not go. Taylor comes away with a rebound. Fast and furious action, but not a whole lot of points. Still 43-32 to Taylor. Head of the key. 4-3. Nope. Rattles around. Won't go down. Foul on the Miners against Alex Ottersberg, I believe, and that will be his fourth. Reaching over the back, looking for the rebound. He said, I didn't mean to. But he'll pick up his fourth foul and have a seat as Zinner will come back into the lineup. Zinner and Taylor in there with Campbell and Barrett. And also in there is Cravagna. That was team foul number 7 on the rebound. So that means that the Toppers will go to the free throw line. They will shoot the 1-1. Landon Carroll to do the honors. Free throws up, and it's good. Carroll gets his 8th point of the game, makes the Topper lead 12, 44-32. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He can't buy the second one as it rattles out, and Taylor comes away with the rebound. So the Topper lead is 12, 44-32, with 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cravagna on the dribble wants to cut back to the inside. It's closed off, so he'll give the ball to Taylor at the head of the key. He'll dish off to Barrett on the dribble drive to the hole. Now stopping and popping is Mason Campbell off the glass, and good. Mason Campbell with a nice move there. Give him 4 points, makes it a 10-point game. Back the other way, it's Prutt. He'll drive to the hole and be fouled in the act of shooting by Frankie Barrett. Barrett went up to get the ball, but he got a piece of the arm. So to the free throw line will go Keaton Prutt. Prutt shot 6 free throws of the technical variety in the second quarter, made 5 of them. And he continues that as he makes the next one. He's now 6 out of 7 for the charity stripe. 8 points on the night. Looking for number 9. He eyes it. He tries it. He buys it. So 2.25, 9 in the game for Prutt. Prutt averaging about a dozen points a game, and he's headed towards double figures very quickly. Next point will put him there. 6 minutes to go. 46-34. Toppers by 12. Cravagna on the dribble. He'll swing around to the right side. He tries a little easy lob pass. Whoa! It is intercepted there by Landon Carroll. As they go down, Zinner goes on top of it. Both players, I think, were going for the ball. I'm not sure what the call is or if it's a no call, but in any event, okay, the call is going to be, this is my understanding, is that Hillsboro recovered the loose ball and then traveled in their haste. So that would go down as a turnover against each team. We'll give the ball back to the Miners. They'll bring it in to Zinner from the corner. 4-3. Bottom of the net. Blake Zinner, the big guy, drains the 3 from deep in the corner over on the right side. That's his 7th point of the game. Back the other way, it's Andre going to the hole. Now he'll go to the line. He's forcing the action and heading inside, and a lot of times good things will happen if you do just that. Campbell's going to pick up the foul on Mason. That will be his 2nd. Andre to the free throw line to shoot 2. He's got 3 in the quarter. Make it 4 as he makes the first free throw. It's a perfect 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. As Billy Gill will re-enter the lineup, as Barrett will have a seat. And Andre going to eye the second one, try the second one. No, it rattles out, and Taylor comes up with another rebound. Miners head back the other way with 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing by 10. 47-37, Toppers with the lead, Miners with the ball. Clearing out to give Cravagna room to move down the sideline, but there is Greg ready to be the backstop, and he swats that one out of bounds. He gets a couple low fives from his teammates. Andre's going to have a seat and get a well-deserved rest as Jude Bertolino comes into the Topper lineup. And the Miners, with 5:18 to go, will inbound under their own basket. To Zinner it goes. He'll kick it back up top to Taylor. Taylor going to give it off to Gill. His pass is deflected, but they recover. Campbell with the ball goes off to Taylor. Taylor with the bucket. And for Taylor, that will be his 8th point of the game. Back the other way, the Toppers give it away. Turnover number 12. Going down quickly is Cravagna, and Cravagna runs into Greg. And I'm not sure who got the worst of that one, but Corvina is going to get the foul on the call. On Anthony, that will be his first foul. On Jordan Gregg, I think that's about the third, if not fourth, time that he has drawn the charge. I tell you what, I feel sorry for the guy that runs into him. It's like running into a stone wall. And I'm not being disrespectful when I say that about him. A very strong athlete, regardless of the sport he plays. Ball just about stolen away by the Miners. Back the other way, they'll go. And it will be Keaton Prutt who grabs the ball back. Gets a fourth point of the game. Little floater over on the left side. Fourth point of the quarter, I should say. 11th point of the game. Taylor's going to head the other way. He's spinning away and going to be a foul called against HHS. This one will go against Jude Bertolino, and that'll be Jude's fourth foul. It comes with 4:29 to go, and it'll send Dominique Taylor to the free throw line. Dominique is 1 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight, sitting on 8 points. Number 5 looking for number 9. He'll get it as that one rattles around and finally goes down. Bertolino is going to have a seat as Andre will re-enter the lineup. Barrett back in the lineup as Zinner will have a seat. Campbell also having a seat as Ottersberg returns to the lineup. Second free throw up and good for Dominic Taylor. So he's now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He's picked up 4 points in a quarter and in double figures for the night. Andre with an impossible shot cutting across the lane from right to left. Turned back and shot that one with his right hand. Very awkward looking shot, but gets the good result and makes it 51-41. Topper still up by 10. Taylor on the dribble drive, going to give it off to Billy Gill. Gill out top, going to give it up to Cravagna. Anthony will dribble over from left to right. Now he'll go to Gill, back up top to Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line, did a little step back, and he gets a shot to drop. Dominic Taylor with his 6th point of the quarter, 12th point of the game. Makes it an 8-point game, 51-43. Andre with the ball, up top to Prutt, over to Tekin on the left wing. They'll lead Gregg to the basket. Gregg is fouled as he got pushed by Gill, and Gill said, I was just trying to get out of the way. But instead, Billy Gill is going to pick up personal foul number 4. We're going to check and see if the shot went in. They're going to give him the bucket. So they will give him the bucket and 1. So for the big guy, Jordan Gregg, he'll get the bucket and 1. He'll make the free throw. Gives him 5 points a quarter, 18 points on the night. 54-43, it's an 11-point lead for the Toppers of Hillsboro with 3:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cravagna out between the circles. His team trailing by 11. They need some points, and they need them quickly. His time is running out. He'll go down the lane, and there's Mr. Gregg to come up with another swat, and out of bounds it goes. Zinner back in the lineup, replaces Gill for the Miners, who will inbound over in front of the stage at the free throw line extended. Lead pass into Zinner. Zinner, oh, nice pump fake as he went right around Jordan Gregg, but there was Prutt. And Prutt, I think, is going to get teed up as he made some kind of gesture and the official didn't like what it was. So anyway, Prutt is going to get his second foul on the personal foul, and that's going to send Zinner to the free throw line as he will shoot 2. I'm not sure what it was he said. It looked like he was talking to the Gillespie cheerleaders over there. I'm not sure. But in any event, Zinner makes the first free throw. He'll get another one. He has 4 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game, looking for number 9 as he'll spin the ball in his hands. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it, and it'll come up short. Now the technical will also go against Prutt, and Zinner will shoot 2 more. This one's up, and it's no good. He'll get 1 point out of 3 free throws, looking for 2 out of 4 as he tries the 4th free throw. He eyes it, he tries it, he can't buy it. So Zinner makes but 1 out of 4. That draws the Miners back to within 10, 54-44, but he could have gotten so much more out of that. Taylor's going to have a seat as Hailstone will replace him in the minor lineup. With 3:12 to go, Toppers on the top by 10, 54-44. Miners with the ball as it comes into Barrett. Barrett going to drive over to the right side, being guarded there by Andre. Kicks it back up top to Hailstone. Hailstone looks for a three, but it's not there. Zinner will pop one. It rolls around, won't go down. Coming up the rebound is Alex Ottersberg, and Ottersberg tries to put it back up, and he's fouled in the act, and this one's going to go against Landon Carroll. That will be three on Carroll. To the free throw line will go Alex Ottersberg. Well, the one thing that the Toppers really do not want to do is to stop the clock. First free throw is up and good by Ottersberg. And that's exactly what the Toppers are doing by committing these fouls, allowing the Miners to get back into this game. 6 points on the board now for Ottersberg has drawn the Miners to within nine. And with 2:57 to go, Gillespie will call a timeout. Hillsboro 54, Gillespie 46. Back after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Well, it seems like in this game, a rather strange game, every time you think that Hillsboro is going to run off and hide, the Gillespie Miners find a way to climb back into this one. They trailed by 11 at halftime, got back within six. Then it was a double-digit deficit, and now they've come back with a few free throws, and all of a sudden it's back to an eight-point game, 54-46. Now facing pressure at half court, Coach Vanzo says, I think I need to take a timeout. So as he takes a timeout with 2:52 to go, score still remains Hillsboro 54, Gillespie 46. We'll take a quick break. Be back after this one message on WSMI. Ebb and flow of the game. Sometimes it's been ebbing, sometimes it's been flowing. It has been kind of an erratic game. Very well played, though, as far as the effort from both teams. And there's an outstanding effort by Nick Andre as he took the ball to the hole, laid it off the glass on the left side, picks up his eighth point of the quarter, his 12th point of the game, makes it a double-digit lead as the Toppers are up by 10, 56-44, 2:22 showing on that fourth quarter clock. Cravagna wants to go to the hole. His shot's up a little bit low, fighting for the rebound. He and Greg, and now it's tipped out. And there is Tekin who comes up with it. Andre with a nice lead pass. Oh, he was trying to find Pruitt and looped it a little bit too high. Knew what he wanted to do, but could not make connections. Turnover number 13. Both teams with 13 turnovers on the night. Hailstone replaces Gill in the minor lineup, as he'll take position up over there on the left wing. Cravagna going to give it up to Hailstone, who's cut through to the right side. Now back to Cravagna, over to Barrett. Barrett gets a screen from Zinner, almost loses control of the ball, regains it, kicks it out to Zinner, thought about a three. Instead, he'll go inside to Taylor. This one rolls around and won't go down. Taylor with a bit of bad luck there as we hit the 100-second mark. 56-46, Toppers by 10. Make it 13 as Keaton Pruitt gets bottom of the net. He drained that three from deep in the left corner. Gives him 7 in the quarter, 14 in the game. Now all of a sudden it's a 13-point game, and the pass deflected off of Zinner's hands. Greg gets it. He has a nice lead pass to Pruitt, who puts the bunny down for an easy two. Gives Pruitt now 9 points in the quarter, 16 points in the game. As we said, he averages about a dozen. Now another steal, and back the other way go the Toppers once again. Up and in it goes for Landon Carroll. Carroll's in double figures with 10. That is 15 turnovers on the Miners, and in the last second they've had a wheel come off the wagon. Now find themselves trailing by 17 when it was just an 8-point game moments ago. Hailstone wanted to get a three, but it wasn't there. Barrett going to dribble behind his back and go to the hole. Now he'll dish it off to Zinner. Left-hand layup is good. Blake Zinner with his 6th point of the quarter. He's in double figures with 10, but it may be too little too late as the Toppers, with 30 seconds to go, lead 63-48. They're going to pull this one out, let the clock run, and I think the Miners realize that they've given it a good effort, but a 15-point deficit with less than half a minute to go is going to be insurmountable. And so Hillsboro is going to take a 63-48 victory in this, the final game of the second night of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. 5-4-3-2-1. As the horn sounds, the final score is Hillsboro 63, Gillespie 48. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.